one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
Strike ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike three.
That is hammered into left.
Okay, let's get to it.
We're contenders now.
My job is to be a professional goofball.
That's how fly in baseball.
Back now with our week-long series about what goes on behind the scenes and the people who make America's pastime happen. That's right, it's baseball, and we're calling it Ballpark Figures. Opening day was yesterday with 14 games. That's 126 innings of baseball across the bigs. But today we're just interested in one inning at one ballpark. It's the bottom of the sixth, and it's Miller Park in Milwaukee. That's the scene of the traditional Milwaukee Brewers sausage race.
Rotwurst. Wearing number two is Clement's Polish sausage. And wearing number three is the Clement's Italian sausage. Who will get to County Stadium and cross home plate first?
That's right. You heard it. The sausage race. It all started when Michael Dillon, who's a graphic designer in Milwaukee and an ardent Brewers fan, if you can believe it, thought one day that a scoreboard animation promoting sausages would be much more fun live in costume. And like everything else made to last, it became a tradition almost completely by accident.
The sausage races existed as a cartoon up on the Jumbotron at the Brewers games already. And the sausages ran across the backdrop of the skyline of Milwaukee, and they ended up at the back gates of then County Stadium. And then up on the Jumbotron, they turned into dots. And then everyone cheered for the particular dot that, you know, they wanted to win. My contribution was simply thinking, oh my God, those things should be running in.
You were bratwurst that first day.
Yes, I was. Yep.
Okay.
I was the winner.
you were the winner. You were bratwurst. And I understand that you got some earful from one of the umpires. They didn't like it at all.
Yeah, he thought it was demeaning to the game. Later on, when we were going to do it again, Gabe Paul snuck it in again, and the umpire again, it was a different umpire, but they did not approve of it.
Because they thought it was debasing their wonderful cathedral of a game.
Right.
Well, those days are over, because now the sausage race is a thing. It's now a feature of every Brewers home game, right? And it's now an official race. People go nuts. They have a favorite sausage. How did all that happen?
So when I made them, they were mine. And when we were done with that race, I put him in my car and took him back to my studio. And they stood there for a week. And then Gabe Paul called me and he said, you know, we have a sold out crowd. Let's do that again. And that year, I think we probably only did it 10 or 20 times. But then the next year, it became a permanent fixture of every game.
And ever since?
Ever since.
Well, let's talk about the culture a little bit of Milwaukee baseball, because I have a couple of friends who've gone to a lot of games there, and I've been told that fans there, you know, really identify with their sausage. It's kind of like if you're a Twilight fan, you're either on Team Edward or Team Jacob, or John or Paul if you're a Beatles fan. That Milwaukee fans really do identify with their sausage.
It's true, we do. We have an enormous parking lot around the stadium where everyone is grilling sausages before the game, and we have large populations of Germans, Polish people, Hispanics. I mean, so the sausages that run represent large groups of people in Milwaukee. And the sausages actually walk around and fraternize with the people out in the parking lot. They all get their pictures taken with their favorite. It's really a phenomenon.
The sausages have raced along with the Pittsburgh Pirate pierogies, is that right?
Yes, they have.
They have.
Yeah, they're very friendly guys.
The pierogies and the sausages.
Yeah, well, the sausages are, I don't know, pierogies, you know. They're a little sketchy.
Well, that's Michael Dillon, owner and creative director of McDill Design in Milwaukee and originator of the Milwaukee Brewers Sausage Race. To see a video of the original sausage race from 1993, head over to our website at thetakeaway.org. And we're going to see if the Brew Crew can pick it up a little. They started their season by losing 10-0 to Colorado yesterday. And you can send us your photos of your personal ballpark memories. It can be your favorite baseball cap, a time you were at the ballpark. All photos are welcome on our Facebook page or on Twitter at The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.